Hi, this is Linda, aka Mommy Powers, and you are listening to Mixed Blessings with Mommy Powers, the podcast. I know it's been a while since I've been on here. I've just been busy with life, have a lot going on. I just read something and I wanted to get on here and talk about it a little bit. It was a post from someone whose mom is just being moved into assisted living, and the person is having to clear out the mother's home and get ready to list it for sale. And I can totally relate to that since both my parents have passed away, my dad most recently, and I'm in the process of doing the exact same thing. It is a lifetime of things, stuff, belongings that I am having to go through. My sibling has been helping me. I've done a lot of it on my own. I live in another state. My sibling is in a different state, so it's difficult for us to both be there at the same time. There's so much stuff in each and every room. It doesn't help that both my parents were collectors, borderline hoarders. They saved everything. Every car they've ever owned, they had all the receipts from the car payments, every auto policy, homeowner's policy, every canceled check, every electric bill, water bill, phone bill, cable bill, everything. They kept everything. It's a lot to go through on your own. My mom also had Alzheimer's, and she was in the home for several years with Alzheimer's until it got extremely bad, and she had to be put into a facility before passing away a few months later. So there's also the added, I don't want to say pressure, but there's the added whatever of not knowing what my mom got into, what belongings, what jewelry, what valuable items she may have misplaced in the home. That's always in the back of my mind when I'm going through stuff and throwing stuff away or donating stuff. I never know what I'm going to find or where I'm going to find it. There have been some surprises that I have found. It's just very difficult trying to clean up a house where every single room has tons of stuff in it. Like I said, it's a lifetime. They lived there over 50 years. So there's just tons and tons and tons of stuff to go through. Before his death, my dad had said that he was going to go through the house and clean it up and get rid of lots of stuff and fix up the house. And I knew that wasn't going to happen. He was in no physical condition to do any of that. So I knew, and my husband knew, and the entire family knew that this was going to happen, that I was going to be left clearing out that house. I guess I would like to advise you, if your parents are getting up in age and they have a lot of stuff, just try to gently approach them with the idea of maybe we should try to clear out some of this stuff. Let's try to go through, you know, a room at a time. And I think you have some really good stuff here. I think you have some really valuable stuff. Have you ever thought about what you want to be done with it once you no longer live in this home? Or if something were to happen to you, or if we were to sell the house and you went into a assisted living facility? I think those are the conversations that people need to have, and they need to have them while their parents are still capable of doing those things. I found tons of lists around the house that my dad had written down about cleaning up the house, getting rid of stuff. He had a plan. He had, you know, written down he wanted to do a room a month, and other notes like a room a week or an area a week. And I mean, he had it written down. It looked like a good plan. I guess he just wasn't able to do it. I don't know when he started writing this stuff down. My mom passed away in 2015. I know at the top of his list was to go through her clothes, to donate her clothes. That never happened. His list said he wanted to get rid of 80 to 90% of everything in the house. That never happened. So talk to your parents. Ask them what they want done with their stuff when they're no longer here. And I know that's a difficult conversation to have, but you don't want to be stuck clearing out a 2,000 square foot home. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 rooms of stuff, not including the garage. I mean, 8 rooms jam-packed with stuff that I'm having to go through room by room. It's insane. I mean, we have cleared out so much stuff. We've taken bags and bags and bags of items to the city dump. We've donated bags and bags and bags of items to Goodwill and Salvation Army. And if you were to walk into that house today, you would swear we hadn't done one single thing in there. That's how much stuff they had. My dad would stay up at night. He had insomnia. He would order stuff off of the TV, off the infomercials. He would receive the stuff. Sometimes he would never even open the box. He just said, you know, I have this, I have that, and I've never even used it, you know. Yeah, it's a lot. It is a lot. And then there's the aspect of, I grew up in that house. So it's really hard for me to get rid of some of the items. I said I wasn't gonna cry. But you guys know I'm super emotional. It's difficult for me to get rid of some of the items, especially my mom's things. Things I know that she really liked or that were important to her. And I talked to my husband about that. And he was like, well, you know, you shouldn't feel guilty about getting rid of those things. They were important to your mom. You know, she cared about them. They were important to her. But that doesn't mean that you have to feel the same way about them, you know? and I get what he's saying. But at the same time, it's just really, really difficult. You know, there's a few of her items that I have sold. And afterwards, I just feel so much guilt about selling them. Because I know how much they meant to her. But realistically speaking, I can't keep everything. You know, I can't. It's impossible. I cannot keep everything that she valued or that she liked or that she loved. I can't do it. And then my dad had tons of stuff that he collected. You know, like 4 or 5 different things. He was into weightlifting and bodybuilding. He has hundreds of bodybuilding magazines, workout magazines, weightlifting magazines, bodybuilding books. Just my brother and I joke that we could open up our own bookstore, and we could, you know, and these books are in pristine condition. And we've tried selling them to bookstores, and the bookstores don't really want them. Bookstores are in decline. They have been for a while. So they don't really want anything unless it's current or on trend. So at first we were just going to throw them away. And then we're like, no, let's donate them. And now I think we're at the point where like, let's just have a garage sale. It's going to be all books. And, you know, if we can get $1 each for them, 50 cents, whatever we can get for them, I think that's the route we're going to take, because there's just that many. And if we can get any amount of money at all for them, then that's what we're going to do. My dad did have a will, and that has been going through probate, and we're still going through probate. So if your parents do not have a will or a living trust, please, please, please see that they get one. Because even with a will, probate is taking just months and months and months. You can't do anything if you're the executor, meaning you can't sell any of the large items like the house or the cars until it's gone through probate and you get permission from the courts to do so. Yeah, it's a whole process. I've never gone through this before. I've never been executor of anyone's will before. I've never had to clean out a house of a loved one who has passed away. Certainly not a house that has over 50 years worth of stuff in it, or a house where people were collectors / hoarders, people who never threw anything away, or someone who had Alzheimer's and you don't know what they stashed or where they stashed it. So you have to look through every single item to make sure that they didn't put a piece of jewelry in a pocket or money in a book or jewelry under a sofa cushion. Or it's crazy. I mean, there's no other way to describe it other than it's crazy. You know, and then my parents had some things that I didn't know they had. So, once again, I cannot stress to you. First, talk to your parents. Find out what they want done with their stuff before they become too ill or too old to let you know. If you can, help them clean out their home, help them declutter while they're still healthy and able to do that. If they don't have a will, please make sure they have a will or a living trust. Ask them what they have of value. If they have, just ask all the questions that you need to ask. I was fortunate enough that I saw that my dad's health was starting to decline several years ago. So I asked him a few of the important questions, I guess you could say. I had a list and I was on the phone and I just started asking him stuff. I told him that the next time I saw him, we needed to sit down, we needed to have a talk, because there were certain things that I needed to know, you know, in case anything ever happened to him. And he said, well, you know, let's just have the talk now. You know, we're on the phone, let's have the talk now. What do you want to know? So I pulled out my notes and I started asking him, you know, where is the deed to the house? Do you have the deed to the house? Who is your homeowner's insurance through? Where are the deeds to the cars? Who is the car insurance through? What bills do you have every month? Do you have a credit card bill? Asked him about his bank account. Asked him if he had any life insurance. I asked him where the keys to the house and the cars were. And I actually had copies of the keys to the house made the last time I saw him. I asked about his funeral arrangements, if he had any. And he did. He'd already taken care of that. And I did ask him if he had anything of value in the house. So, in that aspect, I think I did a pretty good job, because I knew where certain things were. I knew where the keys were. You know, I knew certain things that I needed to know. But there were other things that we have found in the house, and it's like, you know, when did they get this? Why didn't they tell us about this? Or, you know, what's going on with this? And I don't know if he just didn't remember these things. He probably just didn't remember. We found some items of my mom's that I know he didn't know she had. And once again, that is partly because of all the stuff in the house. You know, there was no way for him to know what she had, because there's so much stuff in the house. You know, and going through one of the closets, you know, just tons and tons of stuff in there. You know, I found something and it's like, whoa. No, I remember this. I remember mom had this. Dad didn't say anything about this. And I was like, oh, he didn't know she had it. He had no idea. So when I go back to the house, there's still, like I said, there's still so much stuff there, but this has been going on for months now. And at this point in time, we really just need to get everything cleared out of the house, get the house cleaned up, and get it listed for sale. Because we could go on and on and on, you know, looking through things. There's just way too much. I'm going to try to give each of the bedrooms or each of the rooms one final look to see if there's anything that of value that I have not discovered yet. And then after that, I'm probably going to call 1-800-JUNK so they can come in and remove the rest of the items. There's just still way too much stuff in there for me to clear out on my own. I have called around to a couple of folks who do clean outs and haul junk away. Most of them are just one-man operations with a small truck. I know they're gonna charge me an arm and a leg because it's going to take many visits to the house to clear everything out with a small truck. So I think I'm just gonna go with 1-800-JUNK. From what I read online, they'll have a truck, at least two people, I think it's just two people, will come in and start clearing things out. I will be there, so hopefully if they find anything of value, I'll be like, yo, that's mine, hand it over. That's like my only fear, that I'm going to throw away or have them throw away something of value. Or, you know, heaven forbid if they find something of value and they pocket it. So I'm going to be watching them. Like I said, my mom had Alzheimer's. We have found things in bedrooms or just wherever, you know, things of value that were misplaced that she had. And, you know, I don't know if she thought she was putting it away or if she was, you know, looking at it and just got distracted and dropped it. I have no idea. But yes, we have found things that are not where they should be. So that is a concern of mine, that there is something else in the house of value. But 1-800-JUNK, if you're listening, I will be calling you. I know it's probably going to be quite expensive, but at this point, it's just something that I have to do because we have to get that house cleared out. I guess that's all for now. I just really wanted to get on here and just give you guys some advice. Please, please, please have your parents clean out their homes while they still can. Ask them where their valuables are, who they want their valuables to go to after they've passed away. If they have a ton of stuff in the house, please encourage them to allow you to help them clear some of that out. Sorry about that. Someone came to the door. So just encourage them to allow you to help them clean that out. And I hope this helps someone. I wish I had done things differently, but it is what it is. Until next time, take care of each other. Love one another. This is Linda, aka Mommy Powers, and you've been listening to Mixed Blessings with Mommy Powers, the podcast.